I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There are nearly 2 million COVID-19 infections globally, over 460,000 recoveries, and half the world is under some kind of lockdown. Coronavirus updates and best practices are constantly changing as health experts gain new information. But communication barriers make prevention difficult in deaf communities. So deaf ministries like DOOR International are stepping up to help. DOOR's Rob Myers tells us.
Teams that are typically involved in Bible translation are translating information that they're receiving about COVID-19. When you enter a deaf community, you have to take a holistic approach. You need to serve a wide variety of needs. And in this case, one of the biggest needs is information access about COVID-19.
As gospel workers help deaf communities fight the coronavirus, pray for creativity, wisdom, and God's favor. And communities in the former Soviet Union are struggling with the need for theological training. Eric Mock from the Slavic Gospel Association explains that conflict in the area left many communities without access to biblical resources or knowledge of the gospel.
And what we found is that when the fall of the Soviet Union occurred, that they were hungry to know more, but with the inrush of those wanting to come into the former Soviet countries, came all of the different teaching.
SGA's combating false and inadequate biblical teaching with Bible schools throughout the former Soviet Union. SGA is supporting these schools as they train pastors, worship leaders, and Sunday school teachers. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.